The Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Then again, the kingdom of heaven could be likened to 10 attendants who took their lamps and went to meet the bridal party. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they didn't take any oil with them, but the wise ones took enough oil to keep their lamps burning. The bridal party was delayed, so they all fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Here comes the bridal party. Let's go out to meet them." Then all the attendants rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there won't be enough for you and for us. Run to the dealers and get some more for yourselves." While the foolish ones went to buy more oil, the bridal party arrived, and those who were ready went to the marriage feast with them, and the door was shut. When the foolish attendants returned, they pleaded to be let in. The doorkeeper replied, "The truth is, I don't know you. So stay awake, for you don't know the day or the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, peace, and mercy are yours in the triune God. Amen. So there are times that the meaning of Jesus' words are clear. Blessed are the poor. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Pretty clear. And then there are other times when the meaning of what Jesus was saying is not so clear. Stories like this one. Jesus would sometimes speak cryptically. It's one of the reasons that the disciples are so constantly getting things wrong. For example, he talked about dying and rising, and it made no sense to his followers until after his resurrection. I can just imagine the disciples saying to themselves, just sitting there and saying, "Oh, now I get it." This week, it has me pondering whether perhaps Jesus said some things that the disciples never really came around to understanding. I wonder if perhaps Jesus said some things that the disciples and even the church have gotten wrong for millennia now. It would certainly be in keeping with the tradition of the first disciples for us too to misinterpret what Jesus said, and only after having encountered a different reality, come to recognize that we had it wrong all along. As Christ says here, "Be alert, stay awake, keep watch. You never know when the truth will dawn on you." I deeply appreciate our siblings in the denomination, the United Church of Christ. They like to remind us that God is still speaking. Think about that. God is still speaking. Moving through these old words in new ways. And so I wonder if we might interpret this parable today a little differently than our tradition has in the past. I wonder if Jesus intended this parable to work like a riddle, something to work over in one's mind, something to play with, something to incite our questions and our curiosity. There are so many good questions that it poses. Why was the bridal party so late? Why was it necessary to have a lamp in order to get into the party? Why wouldn't the wise attendants just share some of their oil? Doesn't one lantern produce enough light for 2 people? What if the whole point of this parable was to point out the way that things are, not the way that things should be? Sure, he does start this out with, "Then again, the kingdom of God could be likened to." But what if this was his way of saying, "This is how you are behaving, not how you should be behaving"? Or, "At a certain time, the church will be behaving like this." Because Jesus sums up the moral of the story this way. He says, "So stay awake, for you do not know the day or the hour." And it's an interesting moral to this story because all of the attendants, both the foolish and the wise alike, they all fail. They all fell asleep. So thank God that the moral of this story is not that we should be like the wise attendants and not like the foolish ones, because we all have our moments of both wisdom and folly. We can stop trying to figure out how to be like the wise attendants because they failed to do what Jesus said was most important. And how wise are you really if you forget how to be kind? No, the moral of this story is that even if you manage to be wise and get yourself into the party, you still fail if you've fallen asleep to the needs of the people around you. If you're a prepper, for instance, and you have stockpiled 50 pounds of beans and rice in your bomb shelter, you fail if you sleep easy knowing that you're provided for while others are falling asleep with their bellies empty. And if you're unprepared, it's not your lack of preparation that makes you foolish. It's your presumption that it's more important to fix your own personal shortcoming than it is to be present for the arrival of your beloved friend with the bridal party. The whole goal here is to remain awake. And I don't know about you, but I know that keeping awake is a whole lot easier for me if I have other people to help. Think about the times in your life when you've needed to stay awake into the wee hours of the morning. Maybe it was for a job, or maybe it was when you had a baby. Maybe you were awaiting the arrival of loved ones at the airport, or maybe you were on a cross-country road trip. It is much easier to stay awake together. And I wonder how this story's ending might have been different if the attendants had stayed awake together. Perhaps they would have built community and learned about one another's lives. Perhaps they would have shared stories about their beloved friend and moments when they caught a glimpse of the love they were so excited to bear witness to at this wedding feast. Maybe they would have noticed when some of the attendants' oil began running out. Having bonded with one another, surely they would scrap together whatever resources they had to make sure everyone had enough light. Perhaps one lamp would be enough for every two people if they remained close together. Together, they could have found a way to keep a few lamps trimmed and burning until the bridal party arrived. After all, as one of my colleagues reminded me this week, Jesus never said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw 5 out of every 10 people to myself." No, he said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." All people. In the midst of our divided nation, we cannot allow ourselves to be content with 5 out of 10 or 50.6%. Whether you're thrilled or disappointed with the election results, we must remember this isn't the ending we're waiting for. We must remain awake to the needs of others because there is still so much work to be done. And we can only do that work together. So we have this fairy tale that Jesus tells us without the fairy tale ending that we were hoping for. And maybe that's the point. Perhaps this riddle is begging for a different ending. Perhaps Jesus is hoping that our lives will rewrite the ending to this story. Together, may we live our way into a different ending. Amen.